This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
You know, you fast forward a little bit and you talk about you had won this award, but you were not making much money even after winning the award.
We're in Indiana, and I was making $32,000 a year as a newspaper journalist. You know, it was a cool job. Like, I had just got done winning, you know, shooting the Super Bowl. It was Tom Brady's first Super Bowl, and I had just won, remarkably, the International Sports Photographer of the Year award.
Wow.
So I was first place in Little Evansville, and second place was in LA Times, and third place was Sydney, Australia. Like, how in the world did I win this?
Wow.
So they fly me to DC to National Geographic for the award ceremony, and we're having a baby. So everybody's like, this is where you get your big bump. This is where you make your money. You know, this is, you did everything. And I went to the office and they ran down all my accomplishments. I had like the best year that I've had. I mean, in the paper, they praised everything. And then my boss took off his glasses and rubbed his eyes and he's like, but we can only give you 3%. And he kind of looked at me like I should just accept it. And I said to him, I said, you know, 3% of your salary might be something, but 3% of nothing is still nothing. Like, I was kind of annoyed, right? Like, I'm making $32,000 a year. I have a baby on the way. And my wife wants to be home with our kid. And I had done everything I could do. Like, I put in 10, 20 extra hours a week, you know, working on stories. I did everything that they had asked and beyond. And I walked out of there and I said, it's over. I said, this career is over. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I can't. I looked in the newsroom and I kind of noticed, like, oh my God, this is why everybody's miserable. This is why everybody's complaining. Like, I can't live like this for the next 30 years of my life. And I called my dad and I said, see if I can go work for him. And he turned me down. He said, you know, you live 15 hours away. He was in New York. He said, I have to retrain you. He goes, and he said something to me that changed my life. And this is what I try to help other people with. He said, you have a skill, but you're not using it correctly. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you're a great photographer, but you're settling for this. You're settling for what they're willing to give you on their hours and on their money, on their time. He goes, you need to start a business. I had never read a business book. I had never listened to anything on business. But I realized if we're going to pay for diapers and formula, I need to make money somewhere because this is not going to do it. So that day, after calling a bunch of photographers to see if I could work with them on their, they all turned me down. I took the phone book and I threw it against the wall and I said, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. I said, no, if you can't join them, I'm going to beat them. And I got so angry that I was like, I wasn't scared anymore. I was too angry to be scared. Like, so we started that day. That's how we got into business.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.